Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Eileen Sipes. The story of the first bridge across the Mississippi River is one every Quad Cityan should know. It has over a 150-year connection to the community and the nation. On the corner of River Drive and Federal Street in Davenport lies the original embankment for the first bridge. By the 1850s, the crossing from Rock Island to Davenport had been identified as the best place along the Mississippi for this important bridge. It was directly west of Chicago, and the island acted as a stepping stone across this section of the river with its limestone riverbed. After 2 years of construction, the bridge opened to great fanfare on April 21, 1856. Newspapers across the country marked the significance of the event. The engineering achievements of spanning the river had resulted in an impressive wooden Howe truss bridge over 1,500 feet long and painted white. There were five fixed spans distinguished by burr truss arches and a swing span which allowed passage for riverboats. Imagine what it must have looked like to a pilot coming around the bend. 2 weeks after the first train crossed the river, the steamboat Effie Afton struck a bridge pier and caught fire. One entire span and the boat were burned. The subsequent lawsuit became a defining chapter in the nation's development. Steamboat interest argued the bridge was an obstruction to navigation, while the railroads and one of their lawyers, a young Abraham Lincoln, argued that one person had as much right to cross the river as another had to sail up and down it. The Supreme Court ultimately agreed, and the bridge remained. The impact of this case is still felt today. Abraham Lincoln rose to national prominence, and the Transcontinental Railroad became a reality. Just 10 years later, the first bridge was replaced on the same embankment and piers. Then, in 1872, it was replaced by a new bridge downstream where the current government bridge now stands. Using the original specifications, River Action proposes to reconstruct one span identical to the first that would rest on the original embankment on Federal Street and provide safe passage across River Drive to the New River Heritage Park and Trail. While it would not carry trains, this bike and pedestrian bridge would open a new connection to the river and the history of the original gateway to the west.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.